reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a large amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the debt. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply troubled and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. If we have experienced either bestowing heartfelt, unconditional forgiveness on another, or receiving that quality of mercy from another, we know its transformative power. We have either known it in our own hearts and lives, or we have witnessed it in others. The force of the experience of such no-strings-attached mercy is as life-changing as Jesus proclaims it will be. Over 30 years ago, I met a young man in his early 20s, incarcerated in a maximum security prison with a first-degree life sentence. I met him at Mass, at which he was the lector, in the prison chapel. New to the ministry as I was at the time, I had just begun to meet and have conversations with the men. His peaceful, I would even say gracious, bearing impressed me. His story, which unfolded as I got to know him, shed light on his rather extraordinary presence. Once incarcerated, he related to me, as he was left to the turmoil of his inner being in this new kind of isolation, reviewing the evil of his crime and indeed the sins as well as the good of his whole life, he realized that in his state of deep remorse, all he really wanted was forgiveness. He didn't expect it from anyone, not from relatives of his victim, certainly not from the state. A graduate of Catholic high school and a believing Catholic, he did trust that God had forgiven him. What he prayed for most earnestly was some assurance of forgiveness from his victim. He recounted to me that as he was praying for this one night, it came to him. He said to me, "I swear to God, sister, I heard her say to me, 'I forgive you.' And I knew it was real. And I said to myself, 'Now I can hack it.'" He knew he could hack a life sentence. Over 35 years later, incarcerated since his mid-20s, he has written an Easter reflection for a collection of Lenten reflections produced by the men in the prison under the auspices of the Catholic Chaplaincy Office. In part, his reflection reads, and I quote, "A prison cell, just like an empty tomb, lends me perspective. Tombs and prison walls should serve to remind us that until we allow full restoration, full reconciliation to reign over our hearts and minds, none of us will ever be free. An empty tomb is there to remind me, to remind us, that Easter joy is ours because real love always has the final say. And we can choose to be love." End quote. The transformative power of forgiveness. We express the message of today's gospel parable every time we pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We are asking there nothing less than that we may embrace and embody God's forgiveness of us, thereby allowing the transformation of our hearts so that we may likewise forgive others. Through such prayer, we thus begin an essential element of Christian very hard, though heavenly work, of reconciliation.